The scripture reading of today is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 5 to 25, and from verse 57 to 64. They can be found on page 56 of the New Testament section of the Bible. Luke chapter 1, verse 5 to 25. In the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both of them were righteous before God, living blamelessly according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord. But they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were getting on in years. Once when he was serving as priest before God and his section was on duty, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and offer incense. Now at the time of the incense offering, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified, and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or strong drink. Even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know that this is so? For I am an old man, and my wife is getting on in years." The angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. But now, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in that time, you will become mute, unable to speak, until the day these things occur." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondered at his delay in the sanctuary. When he did come out, he could not speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He kept motioning to them and remained unable to speak. When his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she remained in seclusion. She said, "This is what the Lord has done for me when he looked favorably on me and took away the disgrace I have endured among my people." Verse 57 to 64. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord has shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the 8th day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "None of your relatives has this name." Then they began motioning to his father to find out what the name he wanted to give him. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And all of them were amazed. Immediately, his mouth was opened and his tongue freed, and he began to speak, praising God.
When did the tradition of singing Christmas carols start? Was it in Europe? Was it in England? Actually, it started before Jesus was born. Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter 2 have four Christmas carols. We just read the preface to the first. Zechariah, a prophet whose name meant God remembers. For 400 years, there had been silence. God had not spoken through his prophets. And then God, through the angel Gabriel, came to Zacharias and said, "You are going to have a son." And Zacharias did not believe the angel. He said, "What sign, what proof do you have of this?" And he was struck dumb. But then John the Baptist was born. And Zechariah's wife, Elizabeth, brought the baby. And all the neighbors said, "You must name this baby Zechariah." She said, "No, the baby is going to be named John." Well, they wouldn't take her answer. But Zechariah, even though he could not speak, he asked for a writing tablet and he said, "This boy will be known as John." And then he goes into what's called his song. Let's listen. "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David. He has spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore before our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, give no knowledge of the salvation of his people by the forgiveness of their sins. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace." That's really the first Christmas carol. Mary sings a Christmas carol. The angels sing a Christmas carol. Simeon sings a Christmas carol. As we prepare to celebrate Christmas, let's do it by singing gladly. And today, let's do it by listening to the choir as they bring to us the cantata, An Evening in December.